Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So, boy, where do you start with the coverage of the horrifying shooting of the last couple of days? The coverage is always, first of all, incredibly inaccurate in the early hours. I hope everybody's caught on to that by now. Don't jump to any conclusions about anything you hear in the first day or so about the shooter or the people that were shot or the police response or anything else, because you never know. Because sometimes, for instance, with the police response, you might have everybody in the Uvalde police force lying about what happened, and it will take weeks before you find out that none of the things they claimed they did were true. As opposed to this time where we found out that these officers showed up and ran in the building immediately, and the distance between them arriving and the shooter being dead is like 5 minutes. It's absolutely amazing.
The heroism is crazy. If you haven't seen the body cam videos that the Nashville police released, you should. It's something else. The courage of a couple officers in particular who were resolute. They were courageous, obviously. They knew what to do, and they did it. They're the sort of person you pray is in that position. Second floor, go, go, go. And the guy saying go, go was leading the charge.
Yeah, well, it's the sort of person you assume most cops are, or at least prior to Uvalde you did. So, yeah, and it's just a fantastic story, that part of it. Obviously, overall, it's just an awful story. And then the media coverage of it, because there was a trans person involved as a shooter. I was just reading a long article about the pushback all these news outlets have been getting for misgendering or dead naming or dead gendering, or I don't know all the terms, the shooter.
Don't know them. Don't learn them.
by referring to them as she initially, though he was using he, him pronouns in his most recent web postings. So NBC News or whoever should have gone with him? Is that correct?
Yeah. No. Is that correct? Absolutely not. Is that correct from the point of view of extremists who hold a philosophy, a point of view, a set of theories that virtually nobody does? Yeah, from their point of view, it's misgendered. I'm not signing up for their brand of crazy.
But this angle of the coverage we touched on yesterday around, what was that NBC tweet that you kept mentioning that made us so angry yesterday?
Oh, yeah, the Benjamin Ryan tweet. ID'd the Nashville school shooter who identifies as transgender and had no previous criminal record. Nashville is home to the Daily Wire, a hub of anti-trans activity by Matt Walsh, Ben Shapiro, and Michael Knowles.
And why did you throw that information in? More on that angle. So Charles C.W. Cook wrote a great piece I'm going to quote from in a little bit from National Review about that kind of coverage. Here's an NBC tweet from yesterday. Fear pervades Tennessee's trans community amid focus on Nashville shooter's gender identity. We were already fearing for our lives. Now it's even worse. As Charles Cook points out, tweet would have been identical if the killer had been the victim. Whatever the impetus, the response is exactly the same. Quite the trick. So, again, this headline, you have this headline when the shooter is trans. You would have had the same headline if the the dead person was trans and the shooters had been Christians or whatever. Fear pervades Tennessee's trans community. We were already fearing. Now it's even worse.
What a great point.
So your community gets to be the victim of this regardless of which end of the gun you're on. That is quite the trick.
Right. No articles about young Christians fear the wrath of crazed, resentful transgender people, even though that's the offense. Reminds me very much of the lefty media's rush to condemn Islamophobia and explain how Muslims were in fear after various Islamic extremist attacks. And then if you had some lunatic shoot up a mosque, as Charles C.W. Cook points out, it would be precisely the same headline. Muslim community in fear after shooting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is quite the trick.
I'd say slightly different take. This Reuters headline from yesterday, former Christian school student kills 3 children, 3 staff in Nashville shooting. Former Christian school student. That's what stood out for you as the main thing of this headline. Wow. And then you've got this got a lot of attention. This was actually the day of the child murdering. Terry Moran of, I believe it's ABC News.
Audrey Hale identified herself as a transgender person. State of Tennessee earlier this month passed and the governor signed a bill that banned transgender medical care for minors, as well as a law that prohibited adult entertainment, including male and female impersonators, after a series of drag show controversies in that state.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting. I wish we had Charles Cook here so he could read this in his own voice, because I heard him on a podcast yesterday screaming about it. But he's absolutely right. I would like to know what is supposed to come next in Terry Moran's sentence right there. The shooter was transgender. Tennessee had passed some laws she didn't like. And what? What's the next part of your sentence? Charles Cook writes, therefore what? Therefore what happened makes sense? Therefore she had no choice but to murder 9-year-olds? Therefore the state of Tennessee is guilty in some sense? What? I'd like to know why these facts were raised as they were, because to be quite honest with you, I cannot see an innocent explanation for Moran's having juxtaposed them with the news he was relaying. It's exactly right. Unless such explanations are followed by immediate condemnations, which Moran's were not, that's a pretty massive problem, isn't it? And they talk about the very tweet that you mentioned from Benjamin Ryan. Okay, therefore what? Therefore, Ben Shapiro, Walsh, and Knowles are ultimately responsible? Therefore, the shooter should have targeted those people? Therefore what? What is your answer? Had they wished to, both Moran and Ryan could have mentioned all manner of equally irrelevant information, including just off the top of my head, says Charles Cook, that March 31st of this year has been marked out as Trans Day of Vengeance. Had they wished to, they could have noted that there are a whole list of influential groups in this country that spend their days happily convincing trans people that opposition to irreversible surgery for minors is akin to genocide. Had they wished to, they could have pointed out that the victims were all Christians, but they didn't. Not, of course, because they agree with me in thinking that blaming broader groups for the actions of evil individuals is lazy and illiberal, but because it would simply never occur to them that the causation in which they believe might work the other way around. It's amazing! That should be... there are no laws in journalism, and there shouldn't be, with First Amendment, etc. But if you're going to have laws, you should be against the law to imply something like Terry Moran just... implied. It should be a journalistic crime to not have the guts to go ahead, have the balls to follow up what you just said with the next sentence, or don't say it.
Well, that's exactly what I was saying yesterday. It's these people who are dishonest and stupid, or both, you know, one or both, hinting darkly at what they see as cause and effect and who deserves what, but they don't have the balls to finish the sentence. So they courageously drop these utterly illogical and unsupportable hints and then just smugly sit back and know they've communicated to their adherents, you know, that we all know what happened here and we're kind of happy about it.
Again, this is from one of the big three news networks. I mean, this is Bigfoot media as you can get, ABC News. And Terry Moran, moments after we found out what had happened, said the shooter identified herself as a transgender person. The state of Tennessee earlier this month passed and the governor signed a bill that banned transgender medical care for minors, as well as a law that prohibited adult entertainment, as well as male and female impersonators, after a series of drag show controversies. And go ahead, Terry Moran, what's the next sentence? So you get to murder children? Because most adults in America agree that she shouldn't be operating on little kids to change their gender? And now we're making it the law in a whole bunch of states, just like Europe has done? So what, you should get to murder children because of that? Good God, that is awful.
I know, it's sick, and it's one of those sicknesses that... It exposes the rot within. It looks like kind of sick on the outside. But if you think about somebody's soul who's saying something like that, who makes those dark hints and feels smugly satisfied that they've said what needs to be said, I mean, that is a person who is rotted. Here's an idea, Terry, and use their name over and over again. If you don't like the laws of Tennessee and you're 28 years old, go somewhere else. Sign the hundreds of thousands of people who've moved out of California. Shall I go into all of the crazed progressive laws happening in, say, California or Oregon or Washington State? And you know how many conservatives hinted darkly that, therefore, it's okay to kill nine-year-olds? None. And if anybody did, may they die quickly because they're evil. God, that is so bad.
Therefore, what is a good question? You know, the all the hubbub around Trump hinting at violence if he's indicted, which I don't like him doing. He shouldn't do that. But they made such a giant deal out of that. Terry Moran and other outlets are hinting at, this is what you get if you pass laws about transgender. This is what you're going to get. Murdered nine-year-olds. Is this what you want? You're going to get more of it if you pass these laws. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
J.K. Rowling did a fantastic interview recently, and I'll quote it later on, but she pointed out that if you even ask questions, you're portrayed, you're labeled as a hater, as somebody who's encouraging violence. If you're operating in a situation where merely asking questions is portrayed as an act of violence that must be punished, you are absolutely in a dangerous, dangerous situation. Can you imagine, folks, any setting where you could justify that? Any minister who forbids you from saying, you know, there are days I find my belief waffling, or I have these questions about Jesus. If they drummed you out for asking questions, you're in a terrible church, for instance. Can you imagine a classroom where you're not allowed to ask questions? The very asking of questions brands you as evil, as hateful, as violent. That is what these critical theory people are demanding. That anybody who dares ask, who says, hey, I'm sitting in this diversity training, I read in the Washington Post that it doesn't work. This seems to be dividing us by race. I'm being told I'm evil for being white. Is this stuff right? Does this stuff work? Even asking that question makes you guilty of sins that cannot be forgiven. Doesn't that say something to you folks?
So again, if I were king of the world, I would pass a law that if you're going to hint at something in your journalistic piece, you have to follow up with the therefore what.
Sports writer Mike Wise retweeted and liked a tweet that says, I don't condone Audrey Hale's actions, though I understand their outrage against an intolerant state that brainwashes children through religious indoctrination. The reality is this human still identified as that child attending that school and carried that pain into adulthood. This is as deep and as real as it gets. Thank you, Wise tweeted in response.
Wow. Wow. Way to justify the murder of nine-year-olds. Have you seen the video of the little girl pulling the fire alarm before she gets killed? You seen that? Yeah. Well, yeah. She had it coming, I guess.
Tennessee passed those laws against experimental child sex change operations, so they kind of had it coming,
Wow. Says
the left-wing media. Yeah.
That is wild.
Nice.
Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Tired of the 9-to-5 grind? Looking for something different that's flexible, fulfilling, and pays well? How'd you like to get paid to work out? Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification.
There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. And once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Trainers can make as much as $200 an hour. Yes, I said $200 an hour. And with ISSA, you can be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text ACT to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online.
Pursue your passion in specializations like yoga, nutrition, or strength training. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Start your own business, work at a gym, or make health and fitness your side hustle. Whatever works for you. Just don't wait.
Get started today and be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text ACT to 323232 right now to get started for free. Text the word ACT to 323232. Text ACT to 323232.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. Every year, more than 4 million pets enter shelters here in the United States. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals since 1877. The goal is to ensure that pets have a safe shelter, especially during natural disasters. Adopting a shelter pet allows shelters to help more animals awaiting care. Please consider adopting today and take some time to learn more about American Humane's other work at AmericanHumane.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. We're the app for the Thule, and the music is the Thule with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
What is the fastest any drug's ever gotten to $1 billion in annual sales? It fits in with today, National Viagra Day. Viagra is the first drug to ever hit the fastest drug to ever hit $1 billion sales. It's National Viagra Day. It's maybe the most successful drug of all, well, it is the most financially successful drug of all time, but it's a side effect, which is the most successful side effect there's ever been. It was a blood pressure medication. Turns out it gives you an erection.
What?
May last more than 4 hours. But this is
Did
what you're
you say
to...
it's National Viagra Day?
Yes, and here's what
no,
you're
it's
supposed
not.
To do. Here's what you're supposed to do to celebrate. Wear blue, of course, because it's a blue pill, I guess, it claims here. Honor the miracle pill by wearing blue from morning until night. Go on a marathon date. How long can you last in the company of someone you love? And three, watch movies starring older men and younger women.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's amusing. That's amusing.
Into inciting an erection. Insurrection.
Yeah. So there you go.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Once in a while, the internet takes a pause from doing evil to bring us a chuckle. And isn't that refreshing, folks?
Thank you, Internet.
That's great. Oh, hey, speaking of technology, breaking news from the Wall Street Journal. Well, breaking commentary from the Wall Street Journal. And we'll talk about this maybe next hour. Several AI experts, heavyweights, you know their names, you know their companies, have called for a six-month pause of any experimentation or development of AI because it's too scary.
Oh, I want to hear about that. I want to hear about that. That's interesting.
Yeah, they've officially said, yeah, we're at the point now where we can't control this stuff.
Well, right. That's what some of my favorite thinkers have been saying. Are we just going to, like, stand back and say, wow, look at this thing take off and change the world? Or are we going to try to steer it somehow?
Yeah. You know, all of these things we've been talking about the last couple of days, and I hate to turn this serious again, but that's what I do. I'm no fun. you know, there's a
and
line
on
in...
National Viagra Day of all days.
I know, when I should just relax and, well, get an erection. There's a line in a Bob Dylan song that I've always loved. Man has invented his doom. The first step was touching the moon. Now, I don't know what touching the moon has to do with it. He was just looking for an easy rhyme. But, and doom doesn't even actually rhyme with moon, but it's stuck in my head. And I picture the Almighty saying to, I don't know, St. Peter or whatever, Jesus. Back before, you know, mankind was on the planet, saying, I'm thinking of inventing these apes with, like, super giant brains that can do crazy sophisticated stuff with these brains. And they'll be self-aware, and they'll have all sorts of complex emotions and be aware of their emotions. They'll interact and stuff like that. And thinking, you know, it's an experiment. I wonder how long they can last before they do themselves in.
Before they invent their doom?
Yeah, in one way or another. Is it AI? Is it nuclear weapons? Is it experimenting with bat viruses? I'm looking at you, Fauci. Who knows?
On the wrong end of a broom, with a bride and a groom. I don't like any of those.
That sounds kind of Bob Dylan-esque, yeah. It's not going to be a meteor. Mankind will end mankind.
Yeah, that AI stuff, that is fascinating. And why are there so many Americans in prison? We got a lot of great texts about that. We'll get to at some point. If you miss an hour, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenix, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer, and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at prostatesecrets.com. That's prostatesecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, five important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to prostatesecrets.com, prostatesecrets.com, that's prostatesecrets.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive, or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Jacob's Ladder by Southern Draw, offering a bold, rich, and complex profile. The notes of coffee, earth, spice, and pepper are pronounced and are provided by the premium Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper, replete with tobaccos from Nicaragua, including Lajeros from Esteli. Pairing this with your bourbon of choice makes this a perfect after-dinner treat. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Got some more from that J.K. Rowling discussion that I found so interesting. She is so smart. Talking about the deep unfairness and nastiness of so much of woke culture. But none of that will matter if we're chained to walls inside giant warehouses that are built to drain our vital fluids. I assume we'll be strapped. What was that movie in the 70s that was such a smash hit? Coma?
Jaws?
No. The one
Rocky?
About where they were harvesting people's organs against their will. I think it was called Coma.
Okay.
I don't remember for sure, but I remember that was one of the visuals in the movie that people were like strapped to walls in these bizarro evil medical facilities where their vital juices were being drained and organs being harvested or what have you.
Barbaric!
It was terrible. Damn right it was barbaric. Anyway, where was I? Ah, that's right. My bizarre apocalyptic lead-up to this story from the Wall Street Journal, Elon Musk and other AI experts are calling for a pause in the technology's development.
Yeah, no, so this, I'm not surprised that Elon's on the lead of this. I've mentioned this several times, but the book, I think it's in Life 2.0, starts with a cocktail party in the Napa wine country that Elon was at with the founder of Google and some other, like, really heavyweights talking about AI. And this is years ago. And Elon was really concerned with getting some sort of global, like, sanctioning body going. So countries would sign on to treaties like nuclear arms treaties so that this just didn't get out of hand. And that's when the Google founder said, Elon, you're a speciesist. You're acting like human beings have rights above AI, which frightened the hell out of me. That somebody
who is
that wealthy and powerful could possibly even have that point of view.
Well, and can't you picture somebody like that thinking it's an okay idea to strap people to walls and harvest their organs? I mean, in service to the greater species AI, for instance. Not that I'm fixated on that, though I seem to be, but that point of view, there was a book that came out. It was actually about the animal rights crazies. A rat is a pig is a boy, or is a child. That there's no difference between a rat and a child, morally speaking. And that guy seemed to be pitching that point of view. But let me read you a couple paragraphs of this.
I don't agree with that at all, but I'm way more willing to buy into the a rat has no fewer, you know, is no less than a boy. Long before I get into AI is on a parity with humans. What are you talking about?
Right.
That's crazy.
So, several tech executives and top artificial intelligence researchers, including Elon Musk and AI pioneer Yoshua Bengio, are calling for a pause in the breakneck development of powerful AI tools, says Bengio is director of the University of Montreal's Institute for Learning Algorithms. So he is recognized as one of the godfathers of this stuff, said, quote, we've reached the point where these systems are smart enough that they can be used in ways that are dangerous for society and we don't yet understand. These concerns and recommendations for the pause, a six-month pause, were laid out in a letter titled Pause Giant AI Experiments, an open letter coordinated by the nonprofit Future of Life Institute, which lists Musk as an external advisor. The letter was also signed by Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, Stability AI CEO Ahmad Mostak, co-founders of the Center for Humane Technology, who have been critics of AI, etc. The team doesn't call for AI development to halt, but urges companies to temporarily stop training systems more powerful than GPT-4, the technology released this month by Microsoft-backed startup OpenAI that includes the next generation of OpenAI's technology, GPT-5. For what it's worth, they say we haven't started training it yet.
Now, so one difference between the rollout of nuclear weapons and the rollout of AI and then the ability to have treaties and everything like that is that the technology was limited to a few countries, and luckily we were the freaking first, so that from the get-go, there was a situation where, hey, you use your nuke on us and we'll make you disappear from the face of the earth. So mutually assured destruction worked from the beginning because the good guys had the weapon first. With AI, what if North Korea, China, whoever has the most powerful version of it first? I mean, you can't how are you going to have a treaty if there's no
mutually enforcement mechanism?
Right.
What's that? Yeah. There's no enforcement mechanism at all.
Right. Yeah. There's no way to have an enforcement mechanism. Now, people I know who are like at the top level of the AI world say China's not even close to us in this. I don't know how they know that, but they claim they know that China's not even close to us on this. I mean, you hear about the Chat GPT and then Microsoft's version and Google's version, but China doesn't have this yet. So that's good.
Right.
News.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually read some really interesting stuff about that. How, you know, the Chinese government cracking down on free enterprise and free speech is under Chairman Xi has really screwed their technical innovation.
Right. Yeah. One of the reasons AI works so well, this crowdsourced open source AI, is because we have the open information we have.
For what it's worth, OpenAI officials say they haven't started training GPT-5, and in an interview, the CEO Sam Altman said the company has long given priority to safety and development. Spent more than 6 months doing safety tests on GPT-4 before its launch. Quote, in some sense, this is preaching to the choir. We have, I think, been talking about these issues the loudest with the most intensity for the longest. He was the same guy who said, this stuff scares me. You want somebody in charge who's concerned about this stuff.
Yeah.
On the other hand, that's an encouraging note. I will now squash my own encouraging note.
Boy, it's going to be back to draining juices, vital juices. You're just endless with the vital juice draining.
Or my conclusions are inescapable, and you've become aware that, you know, clearly that's where we're headed.
I think you kind of want your vital juices drained. Maybe that's going on there.
Well, in a way, yes. If you're willing to stretch that phrase a bit. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Let's discuss the history of technologies. Not weapons, because that's a little different, as you pointed out, but technologies that we all agreed, humankind agreed, yeah, let's not rush forward on this because it would be irresponsible and we're not sure we can handle the science. It doesn't exist. There is no history of that. One of my great academic mentors, Ira H. Carman, professor of political science at the University of Illinois, he was one of the leading people. This was in the 80s. Talking about the intersection of law and politics and technology. Specifically, he wrote some stuff about cloning and messing with the human genome and how law and regulation was nowhere near sophisticated enough to deal with some of the possible horrors of going too far too fast with that sort of stuff. Now it's much more about open AI and computing and that sort of thing. Just AI. But we're in the same situation. I mean, who's going to stop the utterly irresponsible, bent-on world domination powers from going as fast and as far as they can with this stuff?
Nobody. And the cloning genome stuff could still be a problem down the road. AI's here. It's happening. I mean, it's not a could happen. Is happening, will happen, guaranteed.
Right, and it's self-perpetuating and self-accelerating. That's why it's so crazy.
Well, and nobody knows where it goes, how fast. It's all guess. Does it go a million miles an hour or a gazillion miles an hour or whatever? But everybody knows it's going to scream toward whatever it's going to do.
Yeah. I was reading how religions are going to be formed around it.
Yeah.
Because it's seen as all-knowing, above human.
Nah, that's weird.
Well, yeah, it's weird.
I suppose if you're an atheist, it's not any, you would say, what's weird, why is it weirder to worship a computer god than a whatever god?
Because you can unplug it? Anything you can unplug is not worth worshiping in my world. That's my theology. It's very brief. Here's a thought for you. What if AI, any god that disappears when the electricity goes off, is not much of a god? What if the practically universal rules that are reflected in the major world religions in their pure form, because human beings can pervert and screw up anything, including the word of God. And I have a fairly liberal, allowance for how you view God is how you view God. And I'm not that worried about your opinion. But what I'm saying is there are so many universal principles of kindness and decency and do not kill and the rest of it. Could it be that natural law and liberty, freedom of expression, that sort of thing, those actually are natural laws? There is something divine or above humanity about it. And AI will, quote-unquote, realize that and perfect itself in pursuit of the universal truths.
So, like, AI would ingest the Ten Commandments or come to that on its own, and everything would work within that set of rules.
As it crunches the entirety of human experience, it would realize, oh, you know, these are the universal truths, and that's why I'm here.
You're onto something very interesting here. So if AI does take in all this information, the way I understand it, it should see that crime doesn't pay, that, you know,
or that if you remove the repercussions for crime, you're going to get more crime, no matter what your social professor tells you.
But it shouldn't it end up a pretty moral force? Because morality works. That's the reason, you know, it's been the guiding principle, whether it's religions or philosophy or whatever, for
right.
forever. You know, the not lying and not stealing and not wanting other people's stuff. All that stuff is a better way. It actually works. And if AI takes in all the information of the world, like you're talking about, does it come to that conclusion? That's a fascinating notion.
Thank you. Blind Pig Finds Acorn, film at 11. Might it perfect itself and reflect the universal truths that humanity's held dear for, well, the entirety of our existence on Earth?
Or
strapped to the wall, getting your juices drained.
Or even without that, does every male, for instance, end up locked in their own home in love/lust with some AI existence of never-ending porn? That
porn bot?
Yeah.
Porn bots, yeah. Well, that might be a phase we have to go through, the porn bot phase.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. Yeah, the sex drive is so strong, it may upend any of that other stuff I was talking about, morality and everything like that, and you just... God, if AI perfects the whole lust-love thing, that's going to take a lot of people down.
You know, it's funny. We got this email from somebody who's talking about kids not dating and not having sex and stuff like that. Teenagers. I'm not talking kids, of course. And pointed out that, where is that? It's around here somewhere. The athletes and academic achievers and stuff. Oh, here you go. In our family circles, I know several young men who are star athletes, good-looking, of their choice of girls, but actively avoid having sex, and in some cases shy away from dating altogether, blah, 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 because the girls have become super predatory. They want too much of their time, pout when they go to sports training again. Their suspicion that the girls may have sex with them to try to get them pregnant, to trap them, blah, blah, blah.
What?
The physical desire is there, but in these guys' minds, they're playing it smart by not getting overly involved with girls, at least not in high school, because they see them as a potential threat to their otherwise bright futures. I'm telling you, testosterone has dropped, and sperm counts have dropped, because me as a 17-year-old, you come to me and say, you know, she's going to chop you up and put you in a vat to dissolve. My reply would be, but you said she was willing to have sex with me, right?
Right. If you said the last three guys she dated, she plucked their eyes out in their sleep, I'll bet she doesn't do it again.
Yeah, three's probably enough. Good-looking girl. But you said you got her number? Wow, times have changed. Yikes.
I agree. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. If America leads the world in imprisoning people, why? We got that conversation going earlier. A bunch of you answered it on the text line. We'll jump into that, among other things, on the way.
Armstrong and Getty. If you're a regular listener, you know we always recommend Simply Safe Home Security, and we're not the only ones. U.S. News recently named Simply Safe the best home security system of 2023.
And CNET recently awarded them their Editor's Choice for Home Security.
Simply Safe is trusted by experts and customers alike. Simply Safe is designed with cutting-edge technology and backed by 24/7 professional monitoring.
Yeah, listen to this. In an emergency, agents use Fast Protect technology only from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence so you can get priority police dispatch. 24/7 professional monitoring like this costs under a dollar a day, less than half the price of traditional home security systems.
You can lock your doors, access your cameras from anywhere. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. A great deal on a fabulous system. simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
We are at war, and we're in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know. But it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build up your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits in the financial fallout from the wars, the trade tariffs, and the sanctions that are bound to happen. Gold and silver from Noble Gold Investments are real possessions in times like these. Knowing that you're outside the system when it all goes wrong is a great feeling. And a surefire way to keep your money safe for your retirement is a precious metals IRA. Noble Gold Investments has been helping people like you to keep their money safe for years with these. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Make sure you don't get trampled. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Authorities in California recently arrested a man who allegedly burglarized several optometry offices. Witnesses described the subject as a person between 4 and 8 feet tall and very blurry.
So here's a topic that I've been confused about for many, many years, and I keep swearing to myself I'm going to, like, do a deep dive on it, and I never have. I might today. Maybe somebody can point me in the right direction. What's the right angle to take, book to read, whatever, on incarceration rates in the world? Because I've been told by socialists and lefty college professors my whole life, the United States locks up more people than any country in the world. And actually, according to this graph that Ian Bremmer tweeted out, which I've seen this many times over my life, so it must have some validity to it. It's from the sources, World Prison.
I'm not sure that's a safe assumption, but go on.
What's a safe assumption?
That because just because you've seen something many times, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm looking for the how you refute this, because it can't be true.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting with the premise that I don't buy it. But I've seen this graph my entire life. Ian Bremmer tweeting out, incarceration rates per capita globally, not a shocker, but still hard to see. And the darker the red, the more you have people locked up as a percentage of your population. And the only country on earth that rivals the United States is, I can't tell if that's Iran or Saudi Arabia. I don't know my country's that part of the world that well. It's one of those two. And the United States, and, you know, fewer people locked up in China and Russia and all these, you know, the horrifying countries around the world. The United States locks up more people, and it says here with the quote, with 25% of the world's prisoners, despite only 3% of the world's population. Well, I'd like to have Ian Bremmer or whoever on to talk about this. To start with, where do you come up with the belief that these African nations run by dictators or China or Russia or any of those places are giving you any solid information about this, that you have any concept of how many people they're locking up? I start there.
Well, that's absurd on its face, yeah. I mean, that's silly.
Then I go to, so are you suggesting with the sad tones, because it's always presented in, like, I don't get sad when I hear it, actually. I think, oh, good. If we got criminals, you know how many people we should have in prison? However many people are committing crimes. That's my answer to it. And if it's a lot, then what are you going to do?
I've managed to stay out. I can explain how. I'll bet you could guess.
We got these texts. You should consider that 30% of our federal prisoners are illegals. Is that true? I don't know if that's true. The answer, this might be an answer. This is, I think, different in the United States and other places. The answer is drugs. Hard drugs create criminals. America is addicted to drugs. Do we take more drugs than other countries? You think?
I don't know. There are junkies everywhere.
Also, a lot of people talking about how lenient we are, that we are more lenient than a lot of these other countries, so you're more likely to. I had a buddy who was in, where was he? Singapore, teaching English, and he talked about how, man, there was no litter, there was no, just everybody minded their people, because the laws were so harsh.
Right. Yeah, I was going to bring that up. It's deterrence is a function of the severity of the deterrent, the punishment, times the certainty it will be administered. And it could be that we have so much crime because it's so easy to get away with crime and not be punished for it. It's like the incredibly permissive parents. Do you think they have more misbehavior or less than a society or a family where there are rules and repercussions and everybody knows them?
Yeah, I'm liking that angle. I'm liking that angle for explaining it. But if you're a smart person, or even a dumb person, but have an idea, text line 415-295-KFTC. There's got to be an answer to this riddle, and I'm tired of hearing people use it as a club for why we're a bad country, because I don't believe that. If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.